listeners, Dr. JR, the Doctor of AI, is back with Innovations Unleashed in the AI in 5 Rapid Fire for October 21st, 2025. We've got three bite-sized but seriously important stories in the world of artificial intelligence. We'll hit each other in under 2 minutes with the usual mix of wit, wonder, and a little teen pragmatist-style humor, because I know you appreciate. Ready? Let's go. All right, so picture this. Someone uses AI to generate creepy, realistic images of a homeless-looking guy lounging in your living room couch or brushing your toothbrush and sends it to a freaked-out family member. Yep, that's the viral trend now dubbed the AI homeless man prank. Authorities in cities like Yonkers, New York, and Salem, Massachusetts are calling it stupid and potentially dangerous because these pranks have triggered real 911 calls, real panic, and wasted police resources. Here's a quote from the Yorkshire side. Okay, U.S. side. Police, this prank dehumanizes the homeless because it's a distressed recipient to panic and waste valuable police resources. What do we care? Well, it's a vivid reminder that AI-generated images are really enough to fool people. It highlights how misuse of AI doesn't just mess with your feed, it impacts public safety. And it tells us that ethical and legal frameworks in AI are still lagging behind the technology. So, if you're using AI to generate just for laughs, ask, who might get hurt? Who might waste resources? And what if the joke flips back on you? Next up, big promise, modest results. The hype around generative AI is still loud, but the trumpet is a little out of tune now. According to an article in the Harvard Business Review, about 95% of generative AI investments by companies have produced no measurable return. And companies themselves are saying, yeah, we got AI, but it's not working how we thought. For example, a survey found more than one in three executives say their generative AI adoption has been a massive disappointment. Here's a quote from the academic side of things. Eric Bjornolfsson, yes, that's Bjornolfsson, says that despite the potential, we still need to update our skills, organizations, and institutions more rapidly in order to make AI's promise real. So why should we care? For many of us, that's us writers and project managers, doctoral students, and everybody else, I see you. This means don't assume AI equals instant win. It signals that strategy plus change management matter more than tool installation. And it cracks the AI hype facade just a little bit, so we can talk about realistic expectations. So the main takeaway, use AI, but align it with clear goals, data quality, and organizational readiness. Otherwise, you just might be collecting cool pilot trophies with zero impact. All right, so last one, and I promise this will all wrap up nicely. AI is quietly creeping into the day-to-day, handling the mundane task. According to a recent report from S&P Global Market Intelligence, generative AI adoption is causing task redistribution rather than wholesale job elimination. Roles that are mundane, administrative, highly structured, are getting more exposed. Another Stanford survey found workers actually want AI to handle these repetitive tasks, freeing them up for higher value work, but still want oversight. So why should we care? The headline of AI kills all jobs isn't quite right. This is more subtle. Jobs change, tasks shift. For you, what you label mundane might disappear or change, but things like creativity, strategy, human connection task will matter more. Means we should start thinking about skills and workflows and roles, not just whether we have AI in the toolbox. So our main takeaway, if you're spending your day on repeatable tasks like emails, data entry, basic reports, those TPS reports. Ask, can AI handle this? And if so, what will I do instead? And that's our 5-minute sprint through what's hot and under the radar in the AI world. the prank that reveals ethics plus public safety issues, the reality check on ROI, and the subtle shift in how we work thanks to automation of the mundane. If you like this, I'll be back next week with more AI in 5. Until then, keep questioning the mirror of your screen, keep pushing the tech boundaries, and yes, maybe don't send your parents AI-generated homeless men just for fun. See you later.